Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Time for Hour 2 on a Tuesday here on The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. In this hour, we will get you all ready and set for all of the games in the NFL this week. And normally it's a good practice to look at the slate a little earlier in the week to see where the line moves. But especially this week, Jenks, because we have three games on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. So if you're trying to do some homework before all the in-laws come in town, now is the time. We've got you covered. We'll do our first impression roses here in a bit. And then we'll get to my favorite teaser legs in the NFL as we play Teaser Tuesday later on in the show. But Jenks, I feel like the first impression rose segment is kind of dating show themed, you know, parlaying off of something they do on The Bachelor. So I feel like it's only fitting that we use one of the phrases from Love Island and say, an old bombshell has returned to the villa. Joe Burrow is officially back, and he did it in the best way possible. Did you see the picture that he posted?
No, I missed it. What did I miss? I knew he was coming back, but I missed the picture.
Okay, so there's a meme of Joe Burrow that's been floating around for quite some time. It's him looking at himself in a mirror that looks like an old school mirror that was probably like at his parents' house, like it's wood trimmed. And he's in an old school Cleveland Cavaliers uniform, and he's just looking dead eyes into the mirror. And it has like the Snapchat writing on it that just says, he's back. And he posted that to his Instagram.
Wow, that's smart. That's very self-aware. I have seen that before. Okay, so I didn't. Yeah, so I know what you're talking about, but I did not know that he posted that as part of his return announcement. So that's good on him. I like that.
I am just waiting for the way that we get the news from Lane Kiffin. Like, I have been plotting in my head, God, like, all the ways, because, you know, he's chronically online. So, like, he's probably searching for ways to be funny and ways to be iconic. But I don't know. Maybe it's just going to come at a press conference. Maybe it's just going to be the Pat McAfee show. Or maybe it's going to come after, like, a win in the Egg Bowl. Who knows? But listen, for those of us who enjoy memes, Lane Kiffin, the expectations are very high, sir.
Oh, man. Well, you talk about a guy that's going to... This is going to be wild. Like, who is his agent? Jimmy Sexton, I think?
Jimmy Sexton.
Has played this... Yeah, has played this masterfully, right? LSU wants him. Florida wants him. Ole Miss wants him. And then he's been really quiet. Didn't just put in the chat. He hasn't tweeted since Friday. So I don't know how this is going to go down. My gut says LSU... But also, I can see where they get a big win in the Egg Bowl, and then he comes out and announces, no, I'm staying right here, and everybody loses their minds. Like, this could be a huge PR win for the Rebels if they play it the right way.
Ah, or he needs to take a page out of Pat McAfee's book, where he, like, takes the mic, and he starts talking about, like, LSU or Florida, and then he, like, rips off the t-shirt. He's like, I'm staying at Ole Miss, baby. He's got to do that. Even though I get this vibe from him, and maybe you can, like, have a different opinion here, but I feel like he's one of those people that's really charming on social media. But sometimes I feel like his personality doesn't really live up to it when he goes on like the talk shows. Do you get what I'm saying? Like sometimes he has good one-liners at his press conferences. It's just he tweets like he's Pat McAfee, but like when he goes on Pat McAfee, you're like, well, this is kind of boring.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing. When you have time to create something and curate, then you have time to, you know, build it up and make it as good as it can be. And sometimes on the spot, that's not necessarily the case. So I'm not saying there's a massive disconnect there, but I know exactly what you're saying, where sometimes, look, social media is a different animal, right? And you have all the tools and generally, again, a lot more time available to make sure something hits the right way. You don't really have that luxury if someone's just talking to you face-to-face and you're answering on the spot.
Right. It's like when those influencers go on like Jimmy Kimmel and you're like, this person has no personality. I thought they were supposed to be funny. And it's because it is a different skill being able to deliver like comedy live and on the spot as opposed to, hey, I'm going to think for 3 weeks what I'm going to say in a 12-second video.
Well, it's so true, right? It's like it's like the old school, you know, when you put a resume reel together. And sometimes those things can be a little deceiving because, okay, if you take, you know, however long it's going to be, 2 or 3 minutes of your best work, you can chop it up and make it seem like amazing. But then you get someone who needs to work, you know, 10, 15 minutes without a break in real time. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, things are a little bit different. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. I feel like we had some hires at our station, not this station, but like when I worked in TV, where you could tell they had a great resume reel, but then you see him in person on like a day-to-day basis and you're like, that was just like, you know, blind squirrel finds a nut, and they put together like two good sentences and they lived on that and they got this job from it. So sometimes it happens, and I'm just saying, Lane Kiffin, spice it up, baby. We want to see more of that personality when you go on Pat McAfee. If you're gonna go on Pat McAfee, go on Pat McAfee. All right, so as I mentioned, we're going to be handing out our first impression roses. And if you don't follow like The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, what it means is that we have done our first glance at the NFL slate, and here are the teams or the bets that have stood out. So let's start with the Joe Burrow, you know, facing one, with the Bengals getting 7 points on the road at the Ravens. I feel like it's very easy to fall in love with Joe Burrow, especially, you know, given that he has played on a team with a really bad defense before, and he's really kept him in it, especially with some of these games against the Ravens where he's put up historic numbers. Should be noted, the Bengals still lost because they still have an atrocious defense. Trey Henderson's also going to be out for this game, as well as T. Higgins, but Ja'Marr Chase is back, and it feels like those two guys, it's very easy to blindly follow them, especially when you're getting 7 points, and especially when it feels like Lamar Jackson is one of those guys on operation where they're like, he's had an injury to his head, neck, shoulders, knees, and toes this year, but he's still playing. So, Jenks, 7 points. Is it too much? Do you like the Bengals in this spot?
The only thing that scares me is that it just, it seems obvious, right? It just seems like, wait, that's the thing. That's the one thing where I'm like, 7 points with Joey B back and Ja'Marr Chase ready to go. You know, those, I mean, T. Higgins, I think, is still in concussion protocol, so maybe that's part of it as well. Like, a receiver being out doesn't necessarily move the number unless you're someone like maybe a Justin Jefferson or Ja'Marr Chase or maybe Jackson Smith and Jigba, someone like that. But generally, those guys don't move the numbers. I don't know. Ravens at home, Bengals aren't playing for anything. I mean, they're out of the playoff chase. Maybe that's it. But yeah, my initial lean would be you got to take the Ravens and the points here. You have to believe that they can keep it within a touchdown, right? Right?
One would think, and I understand maybe they're not playing for anything, but Joe Burrow wouldn't come back unless like he thought he was ready to go and he wanted to be out there, right? Like, he could have every excuse in the world to be like, hey, I'm not playing for the rest of the season. But like, he like championed himself to get back on the field. And also, it should be noted that Zach Taylor's kind of on the hot seat. So I do think that there is a lot to play for in this game. And it's one of those things where I'm going to take the bait, and I think I'm going to fall into the trap of playing the Bengals plus 7. It should be noted their defense is still bad, and if they do lose, it's going to be on the heels of that. But one last thing before we move on. Do you think there is any way that Joe Burrow is rusty? Because it's been a while. Like, as much as I love Joe Burrow, and I feel like even like sacrilegious saying anything bad about him, but like, it's been a while since he's played in a game.
I mean, it's always a possibility, right? No matter how good you are. Mm-hmm. But I also think that there are very few quarterbacks in the game where if you're going to come back like it's old hat and you're not going to be rusty, like he's one of the very few. I feel like coming back like you've never missed a beat is reserved for the most elite of quarterbacks. And that's why they're elite, right? Because nothing really phases them. No matter what the situation, they can miss time. They come back, you're like, oh, you didn't need the reps. That's why maybe you work out once or twice a week if you're kind of banged up, because everyone knows you're going to go out and you're going to perform. So is it a real possibility? Of course. But I feel like if there's anyone who maybe is not affected by that, Joe Burrow would be one of those guys.
Yeah. But I will say, like, the Bengals have been victims of slow starts in the past.
Yeah.
I don't know how much of that is on Joe Burrow, but I'm just saying, you know, I'm listing the sabotage factors because I'm trying not to fall head over heels over this play of the Bengals plus 7, because it does feel like a very public play. All right, next up for me, I'm going to go with a total in this one, and this one's already sinking. So this is 40.5 at some other shops. It's 39.5 over at BetMGM right now, and for good reason. The Niners and the Browns. I feel like the defenses are going to take center stage in this one, especially from what we saw from the Niners last night against the Panthers, where even without Fred Warner, this defense is next man up, where they were biggest in the moments that counted. They were very opportunistic, and they made all these goal line stands. Again, that was the Panthers, but like the Browns don't feel like a huge step up offensively to me. I know Shedeur Sanders lit it up in his first full start as an NFL quarterback, but still it was against the Raiders. This Niners defense is going to be a bigger challenge. And then on the other side of the coin, it feels like the constant for the Browns is their defense. Mm-hmm. They're second in the league, I believe, in sacks. Myles Garrett having himself an absolute season. So I think this is going to be a lower scoring game. And plus, we saw this from Kyle Shanahan last night. If you don't trust your quarterback, you play ball control and you give it to Christian McCaffrey and you have long drives that eat up a bunch of clock. So I feel like I like the under in that one.
I think that's a good one, and I would take the Browns as well. Yesterday, this was Browns plus 7, so now we're seeing money coming in on Cleveland, and I don't think this is necessarily a Shedeur play. I know a lot of people will chalk it up to that, but this is really about the Browns defense and the fact that if Shedeur can provide just serviceable quarterback play, right, with the way Myles Garrett and that defense is playing and short week for San Francisco, I'd go with the Browns here. I like the under as well.
Yeah, I think that's one of my favorite plays upon first glance. So, Jenks, who stood out to you when you looked at the slate?
I like the Chiefs laying 3 against the Cowboys. I wonder if this is still sitting at 3, because my gut says it's probably going to get to 3.5.
3.5.
But yeah, that's just kind of how I feel like it will go. If you want to play down to 3, you can. But even then, I mean, I think you can take it up to like 5 or something like that. But here's the thing. The Cowboys got that incredible comeback win against the Eagles, but this is still a very inconsistent Cowboys team, right? They can look great 1 second and then look bad the next. It's still at 3 at that MGM. Also, remember, Kansas City needs to keep winning, right? Like, they are not a shoo-in for the playoffs. So they barely escaped the Colts last week. Yeah, they're on the road. But laying 3, I think, is a really reasonable number for a Kansas City team that must keep winning if they want to make the postseason.
I feel like the Chiefs probably win, but I'm a little nervous laying the 3. Because it just feels like the Chiefs are back in that mode where even when they're winning, it's going to be a close game. And maybe some of this has to do with your opinion on the Cowboys, because I do think there are little flashes of their defense being better, and that kind of scares me, because we have always seen this throughout the regular season, is that their passing offense is very, very good. The fact that George Pickens is putting up CeeDee Lamb numbers, and they also have CeeDee Lamb, it is a great 1-2 punch. But listen, I've fallen to this trap before where I believed in the Cowboys and their upward trajectory of the offense. Then they played the Broncos, and they got smoked by 20 points. I don't think that's going to be the case here, but I don't know. The Cowboys feel like one of those teams that it's very easy to fall in love with them, but maybe they'll be humbled when it's not a divisional opponent and not a game where the team gives up a 21-point lead. So I don't know. I think I'm going to stay away from that one, but I do think you're on the right track with the Chiefs. And the fact that it's still 3 over at MGM. So this is one I would play now rather than wait, because you're right, it will move. And also, we're only 2 days away, Jenks. Like, it's wild.
I know.
Like, you got to get these bets in because they're on Thanksgiving.
That's the crazy thing. Oh, man, I heard the best words out of the lovely Catherine's mouth because she's, you know, she likes the Commanders. She'll watch sports with me. But we were trying to decide what we're going to do for Thanksgiving. And we didn't know if we were going to go to like a local restaurant because we live right here in the city. It's just us. We're like, do we want to cook a meal? It's just for us. You know, let's figure it out. And she's like, you know what? Let's just cook something ourselves. You know, it's just me and you. Hang around the house. We'll put on some football and just chill. And I was like, oh, my God, yes, let's do that. That sounds amazing. I know you're going to do that in your home as well. But I didn't know. I'm like, are we going to watch – are there Thanksgiving movies? I don't know. But, yeah, I was like, wait, are we going to watch – am I getting sucked into a Thanksgiving movie? But, yeah, we're going to watch football and have Thanksgiving here. And there's something about football on Thanksgiving. It's just a tradition, right? You got to do it. But, yeah, we get a full slate of games. It's going to be great.
Yeah, except for now the Lions are actually good, which is a departure from like Thanksgiving tradition. But Jenks, you buried the lead. What's also on Thanksgiving is the dog show.
Yeah.
And you covered a dog show, so you should be able to commentate this with ease while you're on the couch. So it's Thanksgiving Day Parade, the dog show, then we've got football. It's going to be a great lineup Thanksgiving Day, especially if you love dog shows and the NFL. Coming up next, Teaser Tuesday here on the show. What are my favorite teaser legs in the NFL this week? I'll tell them to you after the break.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
On a Tuesday, November 25th, I'm Chelsea Messenger. Michael Jenkins is back. The band is back together, guys. So we've had an eventful break because we have been discussing the National Dog Show. And of course, my first instinct was, can you bet on the dog show? Who are the favorites? I'm going to do some research on this because Mama wants some coin on the dog show because we're probably going to watch it because my daughter Blake loves animals. So if we have this on the TV, she'll definitely want to watch. But Jenks, you have a background in this. You have done the broadcast, I believe, or you've covered the National Dog Show. So do you have any insider tips for those of us looking for some offshore action on betting on the National Dog Show?
It was one of the most fun things I've ever done. I was blown away by how serious people take this, which of course it makes sense. You think, well, of course they do. But I was underneath Madison Square Garden. And of course, I was not there to do a serious piece on the talk show. I was there to have fun with it. That was one of those classic, like, hey, go have some fun. I was like, okay, good luck, because I'm going to go have some fun. And I mean, I had a Yorkie in my hand who had, and the Yorkie, it was like the Yorkie had been at the salon and had little packages of its hair all wrapped up so that when they released these little pockets where the hair was packed in, the Yorkie had little curls that would fall down, like the hair was being pulled. Oh, yeah. And then they were selling different things. Like, I had a woman who said, I sell shirts of every single dog breed you can ever imagine. I was like, I bet you don't have one that says mutt. She goes, oh, I bet I do. And she immediately reaches like behind this whole display and pulls out a shirt that says mutt on it. I was like, wow, that's impressive. Then the one lady that really did not appreciate my commentary was, there was a dog, I know I've told you this, that was laying on the concrete floor underneath Madison Square Garden. And I told my camera, I go, let me get one shot at this, just turn the camera on. And so I acted like, you know, this was kind of a live shot, and I was like, we're live here at the dog show, and look, it's not easy. Some of these dogs don't make it. We have their first casualty here. You know, it's been a good run for this guy, but it was just too much for him. And he was clearly just sleeping, right? Like, it was clearly the dog was alive and just fine. But the owner did not appreciate me insinuating their dog had died in the spirit of competition. But man, we had so much fun doing it. It was great.
Right, because I understand, like, people are probably in this bubble where they take things so seriously.
Oh,
and you
totally.
Can even hear it from the announcers. When they say, like, wild statements like, oh, the giant schnauzer, you can just tell he's oozing with charisma. And you're like, how does a dog have charisma? Like, how can you really tell that their personality is shining through when they're simply running around in a circle? Because I get it. Dogs have personalities, like, if you're around them enough. But, like, does it ooze charisma when it walks down the street? Like, I just, some of these are a little far out where you're like, okay, let's pipe it down just a touch.
Right. I mean, people who go to dog shows, it's the there's not a lot of room for, hey, this is fun. I mean, it's fun, but there's that undercurrent of, yeah, but do you know? And there is a lot of work that goes into it, because the owner is not necessarily the trainer. You think, oh, you own this dog, you train it for the dog show. No. The owners of the dogs have people who train the dogs professionally so that these dogs can go and perform at the shows, right? It's a whole partnership. There are people that get paid to do this. And then one lady was really cool, though. She did let me. I had a package of hot dogs, like raw hot dogs. And so I walked around waving a hot dog. I was like, who wants a weenie? Who wants a weenie? And of course, these dogs are like salivating, tongues coming out of their mouths. And this one lady was like, you can feed my dog. I was like, awesome. And so I fed a hot dog to this dog on camera after saying, who wants a weenie? And everybody's looking at me. I mean, sometimes you just have to say, I've got to swallow my ego here and do this for the story. And some people got it. They knew that, hey, this is fun. Let's have fun with this. Some people took it way too seriously, but the end product was totally worth it.
Yeah, I can imagine somebody being like, oh, Kiki hasn't had processed meat since 2012. How dare you sabotage her before her biggest event? But yes, I just feel like that would be very funny to look through the lens of somebody being very sarcastic and covering the dog show. All right, I suppose we'll talk about football, because that's going on Thanksgiving as well. So let's get to my favorite teaser legs of the week.
Chelsea is such a teaser.
All right, so this week in the NFL, as I looked at the slates, it did not feel like a great week for teasers, but I'll say this, Jenks. Last week it felt like that too, and we won our teaser. So maybe it's going to be a good thing that we carry on to Thanksgiving week. All right, so I had two teams that I really liked for this teaser, and then the third one, I'm throwing it in there, and you can tell me if it needs to be just a two-leg teaser instead of three. So team number one, we're going to go with the Texans getting 10.5 points on the road at the Colts. I understand the sabotage factor in this one is that the Colts offense is really dynamic. And if anybody's capable of scoring 40 points at will, it is the Colts. But I don't know if you've seen this Texans defense. It's one of the best in the NFL. They've been one of the best under teams in the NFL because they are so good at keeping games close to the vest. And even if you don't trust their offense, their defense has been otherworldly this year. So I do think they can keep it within 10.5 points and at least slow down this Colts offense that's been so dynamic this year. Next up, we're going to go to the Chargers laying 4 at home over the Raiders. How much explaining do you need me to do? The Raiders are terrible. They stink. Chip Kelly just got fired as one of the highest paid offensive coordinators in the NFL. I in no way trust the Raiders to do anything, so we're going to go with the Chargers laying 4. And then finally, this is the game we were talking about last segment where it feels like a trap and too good to be true. So the Bengals are getting 7 on the road at the Ravens. If you put them in a teaser, it's not like, you know, one of those traditional teaser numbers, but you can get the Bengals all the way to plus 13 at the Ravens with Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase. I feel like they can at least get us a backdoor cover on this teaser. So those are the legs, Jenks. Texans plus 10.5, Chargers minus 4, Bengals plus 13. Who ruins my teaser?
Let me think. I don't know. This is a good teaser, Chelsea. Is it the Texans? No. Texans plus 10.5. It's a divisional game. I think that's fine. Although, well, will the Raiders be reinvigorated? Maybe it's the Raiders. Like, 10.5 is a monster number. I know the Raiders stink, but getting rid of Chip Kelly, like, Chip Kelly's offense was so, I know you're laughing. Chip Kelly was so bad as the offensive coordinator. The Raiders were last in points per game. They ranked either 30th or 32nd in almost every category. Like, you have to wonder how much he held Ashton Jeanty back, even though the Raiders' offensive line is terrible. But getting rid of a bad OC, like, maybe that reinvigorates Las Vegas and they keep it within a field goal. I'm trying to poke holes in this, but I do like it.
Yeah, the Raiders, I just can't get there. Like, I'll say this, that inexplicably, the Raiders have kept it close with, like, a couple teams. Like, that game against the Broncos won 10-7. But I feel like that's more of an anomaly, and it was more the Broncos' offense, like, peeing down their legs. So I'm going to stick with the Raiders. I think the one that scares me the most is that maybe it's the Bengals, just simply because the total in that game between the Bengals and the Ravens is so high. So, like, points are not going to be at a premium. And, like, maybe things get out of hand at the end. But, like, we've seen what the Ravens do when they have big leads going into the fourth quarter. Like, isn't there some stat on, like, John Harbaugh blowing the most leads in the fourth quarter of, like, any coach in the NFL of all time? Like, maybe that's a little hyperbolic, but, like, there's some stat out there. So it just feels to me that, like, the Bengals should be able to get a backdoor cover. But, again, their defense is terrible, and maybe Joe Burrow has some rust. So I do like this teaser. Maybe I'm not giving the Colts enough credit, because it feels like that's been a thing all season long, is that nobody wants to believe in the Colts. But again, divisional game, 10.5 points. I like all of these legs, Jake, so I think I'm going to play it.
You should. I mean, I'm trying to poke holes in it just for the sake of being devil's advocate here, but do I really want to be on the record saying, ooh, be careful about the Raiders? Not really. No. Not. Don't clip that off. Mm. Jake says he loves the Raiders this weekend. No, not really. But you know how it goes sometimes, where there is such a thing as, whether it's a head coach, whether it's a coordinator, defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator, otherwise, just mentally teams get a boost. I mean, play calling has a lot to do with it, but sometimes just that extra, just that extra oomph of having a different voice or just having a different set of schemes, whatever it is, can sometimes make a difference, or at least make an appreciable difference where it matters to the number.
See, I would think that if Geno Smith hasn't looked so terrible. You know, it's hard to overcome, like, really bad quarterback play, and Geno Smith has absolutely turned back into a pumpkin, where I do not think that he is a good quarterback any longer. So I'm going to stick with it. But Jenks, I have one more bet that I'm going to throw your way, because I think there's a lot of people out there who want to play something on Thanksgiving. So this is, like, it's similar to a teaser. So I'm doing, like, dumbed down numbers where it's like an alt line parlay. So here's what I got for Thanksgiving, because I was just doing this and I was like, hey, I do a betting show, we might as well talk about it. All right, so for Thanksgiving, here's the action that I already have on the table. George Pickens, 50 plus receiving yards against the Chiefs. Then we're going to go Jahmyr Gibbs, 50-plus rushing yards against Green Bay. He's been an absolute terror this year. And then Joe Burrow, 200-plus passing yards. against the Ravens, because we've seen his games against the Ravens and he's had to do it all. I think that's going to be the case here. So if you combine all those, it's plus 103.
Okay.
I think that's a good conservative parlay.
Yeah. And listen, you know me, I will lay up to, I mean, I'll get a little juicy here. So any plus money is plus money. If you really like a parlay and it's even money or just a little plus money, then I say go with it. I know a lot of people want monster plus money, and I get that. But at the end of the day, money is money. So if you like the play and it comes home at a little more than even at plus 103, yeah, go for it.
Well, you could also play it the normal numbers. Like, if you think all three of those guys hit their normal numbers, you can play that as well, and you can get yourself some bigger plus money. But I think a lot of people out there are going to want to do touchdown parlays. Jenks, over the weekend, like, I know I wasn't here yesterday, but, like, let me lament about Travion Henderson not scoring a touchdown. I'm watching this game, and he gets tackled at the one. Like, maybe the half-yard line. And I was just like, oh, my God, no! Because this is the problem with touchdown bets. They can get super close as running backs, but sometimes they don't make it in. And then somebody else gets the ball, namely Hunter Henry. So I think I'm going to stay away from any time touchdown bets on Thanksgiving. But I know that that is going to be a very popular play because people love betting on touchdowns.
Well, you know, that's true. There's going to be a lot of bets on Thanksgiving. I got to lay some down myself. Although it's going to be tough because I'm going to have a lot going on, so I don't want to be distracted like Thanksgiving. Also, we're going to put up the Christmas tree as well. Also, football is going to be on. But then again, and that's an easy bet to follow, right? As opposed to, you know, a yardage prop or something like that, like the anytime touchdown. Those are because they're just so easy. Like somebody gets in the red zone or close to it. Hey, let's get in the end zone and cash. So I'm not going to knock it because I'll probably do it myself.
Right. That's the thing. When they hit, they feel so easy. You're like, why would anybody not play like a star running back to score a touchdown? And I will say I did take a gander at Jahmyr Gibbs to score a touchdown because if you're going to play touchdowns, at least play guys who can score touchdowns in multiple ways. Like running backs with good hands, I feel like is always a solid play. And plus the juice is a little less on Jahmyr Gibbs this week. I think it's like minus 165 as opposed to, I think he was like minus 220 last week. So when it approaches that territory, no thank you, please. But these have to be one of the more frustrating bets to bet on because you know how it is. You watch somebody run and run the 10 or the 5. Oh, he's at the 2 and he gets tackled. And then they're going to do a little slant route for the touchdown. So when they hit, they feel super easy. But when they don't, you want to break a TV.
Yeah, exactly. And every now and then you'll see the – or what's even worse is – you know, I mean, that's definitely one way. Or it's when, all right, first and goal from the 3. And you've got like Derrick Henry for an anytime touchdown. And they hand it off like 3 straight times and he doesn't get in. And then they kick a field goal or something. You're like, you got to be kidding me. Like that's one of those where it just feels like you go from complete euphoria. Like this is definitely going to hit. There's no question about it. I mean, how do you keep this guy out of the end zone or any running back in that situation to a punch in the gut?
Yeah, it's the absolute worst. And like you look at the Ravens, you're like, how is this not the best goal line offense in football? It literally does not make sense when they're like, 4th and goal, they're going to kick a field goal. That's embarrassing. You should be better, John Harbaugh. But I feel like lastly, maybe we'll do a money line parlay on Thanksgiving. I need to do that too, but I don't know if I want to go against the Bengals. Like the Ravens are favored. But are all the favorites going to win on Thanksgiving? Nah, let's not do that. All right, coming up next, Gabe Ramirez stops by. Are the Bears for real? It's a question I've had for quite some time. We need it answered. It's next on The Daily Tip.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
All right, we're back, we're off, we're running, we're caffeinated on a Tuesday. I'm Chelsea Messenger, he's Michael Jenkins. In a few seconds, we'll bring on Gabe Ramirez to talk some Bears. So, Jenks, I feel like this is a year of, in the NFL, where it feels like the upside down is now the right side up, where it's the Bills and the Chiefs who look untrustworthy. And now it's these new teams that have risen to the surface, whether it's the Colts, whether it's the Broncos, and dare I say, the Bears? I feel like every time I see their record, I feel like I have to do a double take. I'm like, this team has 8 wins?
I know.
What?
I cannot believe it. I did not... like, I'm stunned right now. I look down, I'm like, oh, the Bears won again. Oh, the Bears won again. Oh, well, the Bears won again. About 8 of 9, it's just... sometimes it's really difficult to break old narratives or things that you're used to. Mm-hmm. And even after that repetition, you're like, no. The Bears won again. Like, I think in my mind, I'm hearing lose or something. But yes, they are, you know, I didn't really buy a lot of the Bears hype going into the season, but they have been the real deal thus far. And Ben Johnson's done a great job. But you're right, a huge surprise. And I have to get into my thick head that these guys are playing great football, because they are.
I will say they've played a lot of close games, and maybe that doesn't bode well for their future, because eventually the pendulum's going to swing the other way. But, like, we're creeping up on December. Like, again, like, now we're starting to see, like, what teams truly are. So maybe we need to start believing in the Bears. So why not ask somebody who covers the Bears? Let's bring him in now. He is Gabe Ramirez. He is host of Inside the Fire on CHSN's The Chicago Lead. So let me ask you, Gabe, what should we be thinking about this year's Bears team?
Yeah, it's interesting. Hey, guys. Thanks for having me back again. You know, this is a Bears team where when you look at the NFL in any given season, there are 5 teams that you can point to that can certainly vie for the Super Bowl. And then there's probably about 12 or 13 just bad teams. And then somewhere in the middle is where, you know, you find some hodgepodge of squads that could contend, maybe making it in the playoffs, in the hunt, might miss it by a game. And that's just where the Bears are right now. You know, a lot of people giving them flack for not beating good teams. There's my air quotes for you. But the fact of the matter is, I mean, if you're beating the bad teams, then you are a good team. You're just not one of the best teams. And I think that's what fans across the league are understanding right now. In the present, obviously the Bears have a big test in front of them against the Eagles on Friday. And two of their next 3 games after that against the Green Bay Packers. So they're going to be tested, but I mean, the fact of the matter is Ben Johnson has the team playing well. When you're looking at their offense, they're 6th in the league in total offense, 8th in points per game, 2nd in rushing yards per game, and then on the opposite side of the ball, 1st in takeaway. So that right there isn't a recipe for a Super Bowl, but certainly a recipe to be considered a good team in the NFL.
So when you look at the Bears outside of the job that Ben Johnson has done, the job Caleb Williams has done, getting better, but what is there a player or part of the team that is really stout that we're not paying enough attention to?
It's the offensive line. I mean, and you can look no further than that. When you're thinking about Drew Dahlman, the addition at center, obviously a position the Bears struggled at for years. And then you bring in Jonah Jackson, someone that's familiar with Ben Johnson's offense. He came in from the Rams via trade. So it was that interior of the line that really needed some help. And then when you go to the tackles, Darnell Wright, another year under his belt as a starting right tackle for the Chicago Bears. And then on the left side, I mean, you got an undrafted free agent in Theo Benedict that came in and supplanted the guy that was there in Braxton Jones. And then you have a rookie in Ozzie Tripilla who stepped in to replace him on Sunday, getting his first start at left tackle. So it really is the offensive line. Getting Caleb Williams, who's taking way more sacks this year, more time to throw the ball, and then, as mentioned, second in the league in rushing yards per game. Obviously, the offensive line contributing there. So that's the group that nobody's really talking about. It's easy to talk about the sexy Roma Dunze and Caleb Williams and DJ Moore, but the fact of the matter is it's the big men up front for the Chicago Bears.
It feels to me that it's a narrative that's almost hard to break, in that people want to find reasons to tear down Caleb Williams. And I look at the Bears this year, and it feels very similar to what the Commanders did last year. But so many people love Jaden Daniels. And, like, granted, you know, maybe it was cleaner performance from Jaden Daniels last year. But is there a reason why the Bears couldn't get hot down the stretch and maybe make it to an NFC championship game?
You know, to be honest, Jeff, they can, right? To me, that's the ceiling for the Chicago Bears, right? I don't think it is Super Bowl. I think it's losing in an NFC championship game. And, again, that's ceiling. That's not what's expected in my mind. But it really is dependent upon Caleb Williams. When you're looking at this Bears team and how they've won over the last 6 or 7 weeks, it's not with stellar performances from Caleb Williams. I mean, he has a completion percentage that is near the bottom of the league at 54%. He doesn't take a lot of shots downfield. He just said it in his weekly press conference this week. He said, that's not my M.O. That's not Ben Johnson's M.O. That's not my M.O. I don't like to put the ball in harm's way, which is obviously why he's one of the best in the league and turning the ball over, you know, very low interception rate. So I think Caleb Williams, people want him to be super, super sexy, the number one pick in the draft. Obviously, Jaden Daniels did a phenomenal job last year. He was the key component of that Washington Commanders offense. But it's Caleb Williams. If he can get hot, if he can duplicate performances like he had on Sunday, maybe clean up the completion percentage a little bit, have extended drives, then this Bears team could look very similar to a Seattle Seahawks team that can put up points, has, you know, serviceable defense, and a really good running game.
Yeah, this is going to be an easy answer, but when you talk about vibes, when you talk about culture, when you talk about bringing players along, how much different has Ben Johnson been from Matt Eberflus? I mean, we're talking like night and day.
Yeah, it really is crazy. I got to be honest. I was one of the Bears fans that thought, okay, another offensive guru. We had Nagy. We had Trestman. We did this already. You know, is he going to have the gall? And I think the number one thing he took away from Dan Campbell, head coach of the Detroit Lions, is that grittiness, is that toughness. And sometimes, as we know in media, you know, growing up in the ranks, right, whether you were an intern, whether you're working on your first show, you take something from everybody that you're in a room with. It might be an approach. It might be some phrasing. It might be, you know, dialect. But that's what Ben Johnson did in that move. So comparing him to Coach Eberflus, there's a huge level of accountability, not only for himself, but for the players. And I think he doesn't hold back in doing so. And he saw that in training camp with Caleb Williams. So it starts there. And I think the toughness of this team, this believability, and when your coach can put you in a position to win, there's been games where he's taken the ball out of Caleb Williams' hands and said, I don't care if I got a seventh round running back named Kyle Manunga, I'm going to give him the rock because I feel better in winning a game doing that. And I think people understand that. People are saying, okay, this guy is not showing favoritism. And that's exactly what Eberflus did when they brought in Caleb Williams. They catered to him too much. And sometimes guys need a kick in the butt, not a pat on the back. And Ben Johnson is the former and not the latter.
All right. So obviously we're looking at some of these lines for the upcoming week. How do you think the Bears stack up against the Eagles? Because oddsmakers are giving Chicago 7 points in a game against an Eagles team that's been a little lackluster this year. Do you think the Bears can keep it close?
You know, Chess, I wish the Eagles would have beaten the Dallas Cowboys last week. So that way they could have been riding a high and then maybe we could have been the trap game. But I think, you know, they're going to be focused, dialed in, and the Bears have been the beneficiary of some bad quarterback play and some fortunate bounces in the form of interceptions and fumbles. So I think against this Eagles team, you know, they struggled on deep balls. The Bears have defensively. The secondary is really banged up. Obviously, Tyrique Stevenson just went down. They're hoping to get Jalen Johnson back. But I can see, you know, Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown getting big yards over the top. And then Saquon Barkley, like, oh, my gosh, who's going to stop him, right? So I think it's sustained drives by the Eagles. I think the Bears will struggle offensively. As a Bears fan, I can't tell you to go ahead and fade the 7 points, but I can't tell you that's going to be a good game. And I wouldn't put money on this if I was a Bears fan for your Windy City Monsters of the Midway. That's what I'd say. Eagles are a good team.
We'll see. We'll see if they finally look like a good team for an entire game. All right, he is Gabe Ramirez. He is host of Inside the Fire on CHSN's The Chicago Lead. Always great with everything Chicago. Gabe, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, Jenks. So do you think that's a fair comparison? I wanted to ask you, are the Bears this year's Commanders?
I think it's more of the Patriots more than anything else, honestly. Like, I feel like the Patriots are the team that kind of came out of nowhere, and they've got this young quarterback. And also, you know, Drake May and Jaden Daniels were right there, just like Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels were right there. But I feel like the Patriots are a little bit better of an example just because they didn't go through that quick coaching change like the Bears did. I think it's just a bit of a different situation, but you can also make the case for the Bears, so it's not something I'm going to die on a hill for. But I would lean Patriots, but it's not a bad comparison. There are a lot of similarities there where all of a sudden you get a quarterback who finds himself, you get a head coach who can speak to a team, they get a different voice, all of a sudden they start playing better. So I totally get it.
For me, it's about the close games, because didn't the Commanders play in a bunch of close games last year and they won all those? And it's wild to me how, like, the Bears were the opposite last year, where they played in a bunch of close games and they lost them all. But this year, the pendulum is swinging the other way, and, you know, they're winning in these cardiac finishes. And it felt like the Commanders were like that last year, where it was always in the fourth quarter and Jay Nino somehow always pulled it out.
Yeah, and you know, I would talk to Commanders fans, and they would kind of give me some pushback. I was like, listen, I'm not saying the Commanders can't have a great year in 2025, and of course they have not, but in the NFL, you can't. It's if you know the league at all, you can't have everything go your way always. It's kind of like last year. Mm-hmm. The same example would be the Chiefs. Remember in one-score games, the Chiefs were like 8-0, right? Like, that's just not sustainable, just like it wasn't sustainable for the Commanders to keep winning at the end of every game. The league is too competitive. It's too tough. So if you play with fire long enough, eventually you're going to have some of those outcomes that don't go in your favor, and that's the point I was trying to make. It might happen for a season when you kind of catch lightning in a bottle, but eventually things balance out.
Well, and especially for younger quarterbacks, because I think it's very easy to point to the Chiefs and be like, yeah, there's a reason they eke out all these close games, because they've won Super Bowls, you know, and they've been in these big moments. And also, like, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, it feels like the officiating always goes in their favor, but it's harder to point to, like, Caleb Williams, but like, well, he's the reason why they've won all these close games, because he has been good. But again, some of these games have not been against good teams. Hour 3 is next on the show. Our biggest takeaways from Monday Night Football. What do we make of the Niners? It's next on the Daily Tip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.